Welcome back to Round 12, the podcast that will always be dedicated to growth, development, and motivational mastery. I am your host, Sensei Roger B. Hamilton. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of the Round 12 podcast series. Let's go get it. Celebrate you, and then celebrate everything. Quote, success is every minute you live. It's the process of living. It's stopping for the moments of beauty, of pleasure, the moments of peace. Success is not a destination that you ever reach. Success is the quality of the journey. Jennifer James, success is the quality of the journey. Here's a story. After 45 years of hard work, the grizzled old rancher decided it was finally time to sell the ranch, retire, and really enjoy the rewards of his toil and sweat. So he called the real estate agent to list the place for sale. The agent spent most of the day with the rancher riding the range and getting a feel for the ranch he would be selling. A few days later, The agent returned to finalize the listing and get approval for an ad he'd prepared. It was written to attract a city dweller from the large metropolitan area less than 100 miles away. The ad described the freedom of the open range. It talked in poetic terms about the river that happily babbled to the lush green hills as it meandered by. The ad described heartbreakingly beautiful sunsets that painted the big open sky with an awesome array of reds, oranges, and crimsons. It spoke of the deep satisfaction and contentment of sitting on the big front porch and watching the young colts play in the corral. After reading the ad, the seasoned old rancher walked over to the huge picture window and silently gazed out. A few minutes later, he softly whispered, "This ranch isn't for sale after all." As the rancher turned to face the agent, a tear ran down his wrinkled, leathery cheek. "All my life, I've dreamed of a place just like this. Now, I finally realize what I've got here." The relentless drive for even higher performance and reaching our next goal often leaves us too numb and exhausted to enjoy what we've achieved. Rather than pausing to appreciate what we have accomplished, we become narrowly focused on what we haven't yet attained. Dale Carnegie once observed that one of the most tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We are all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon instead of enjoying the roses that bloom outside our windows today. I've been as guilty of this as anyone. By not slowing down to savor successes along the way, each accomplishment becomes less fulfilling. When I have paused to savor and celebrate, life becomes richer and much more satisfying. I also find that it's a great battery recharger. Savoring and celebrating is highly energizing. Paradoxically, it's when things are darkest and our goals seem farthest from reach that a focus on what's gone right and what we have to be thankful for can be the most invigorating. Radical change and aggressive breakthrough targets are often quite daunting. Continual change and constant improvement can be exhausting. That's why effective leaders break the endless improvement journey into a series of short, exciting trips. A key element of that is celebrating and savoring successes. It's how effective improvement leaders re-energize everyone to strive for the next goal. Leaders who energize employ a multitude of creative ways to foster appreciation, recognition, and giving among all team and organizational members. They also find numerous ways to hike energy and enjoyment levels by marking and celebrating milestones along the way. Energizing leaders constantly search for ways to make change and improvement fun and rewarding. They know that the laughter index is a key indicator of the health and vitality of a team or organization. Taking on this important leadership role means you'll need to overcome deep conditioning that business is very serious stuff. Tom Peters has speculated on the cause of this energy-sapping view of organizational life. He claims that over the entrance to most business schools, there's a giant stone lintel with those words deeply inscribed in it. "All ye who enter here shall never smile again." If suppressed laughter does spread the hips and produce gas, that may explain a few things. And then there's Charlie Brown. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. And just because you were a cartoon didn't mean we could learn from you. So here's one last set of things to think about for this week's episode. The top 10 lessons I learned from Charlie Brown. Number one. It's okay to be afraid. Just don't let your fears control you. Charlie Brown often sat in bed and spoke of his fears, but no matter how scared he was, he always did the things he wanted to do. Number two, persistence wins out. Charlie Brown often lost, failed at much, but he never gave up. Even though he knew Lucy was going to pull the football away before he could kick it, even though he knew the tree was going to eat his kite, even though he knew his team would lose the ball game, he kept on trying. Number three, it's what you think of yourself that counts. Linus carried a security blanket for years, and his friends laughed at him. They also laughed at him because he believed in the Great Pumpkin. Pigpen was a walking cloud of dust and dirt and was often regarded unkindly. Both characters, however, were always proud of themselves and believed that they were as good as anybody else, and they were right. Sometimes you need to talk. One thing the Peanuts gang understood was the importance of talking things out. Whether leaning up against Schroeder's piano or atop the brick wall, they always discuss what was of concern to them. Number five, sometimes you need to listen. Even crabby, self-indulged Lucy knew the importance of listening. She started the famous psychiatry booth where any and all could come and be heard. Number six, do what you love to do. Through all their adventures, Schroeder remained constant in his appreciation of Beethoven and his love of playing the piano. He loved to play piano, and that's what he did, regardless of the circumstances. Charlie Brown flew his kite, played baseball and football, not just to win, he knew he wouldn't, but because he loved to do those things. Number seven, it's important to have friends that care. The Peanuts gang was made up of individual characters, each with their own foibles and talents, but through it all, they were always there for each other. Number eight, big dreams lead to big things. Snoopy was the biggest dreamer of them all, but his wild imagination often led to even wilder, more fantastic adventures in real life. Snoopy knew that you must have a big dream if you're going to lead a big life. Number nine, action creates reality. As Charlie Brown was reminded time and time again, after prodding from Linus, it takes action to bring about change. Though he often failed, Chuck took action quite regularly, and every now and then, things would go his way. Number 10, laugh every day. While the kids themselves may not have seen the humor in the things they did, Charles Schulz, their creator, made sure that we did. Life is only as serious or as humorous as you make it. Lighten up. Go play softball. Fly a kite. Dance with your dog. Smile. It makes people wonder what you're up to. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of Round 12. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May the worst days of your future be like the best days of your past. And may you continue to answer life's bell every time. Until we meet again, time!